Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Time now for another round of the best friend game. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Lauren and we have Martha. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi.
Good to see
you. Good morning.
Good morning. I do recognize you. I'm probably not allowed to say where because that would give away what exactly you do for a living, right, Martha?
Well, no. I was there just as a fundraiser helping out for the sorority at UC.
Many years ago.
Many years ago, yeah.
Yeah. And how long have you two been best friends?
Since 2013, yeah.
How'd you meet?
At work.
And it just blossomed from there.
Yeah.
Well, when you spend a lot of time with each other and you got someone to connect with and share the day with, you know.
I don't think Lauren had much of a choice, though. It was no, I was determined to be best friends with her, and it just stuck, and I'm grateful for it.
That's great. So what line of work are you guys in? Are you allowed to say?
Yeah, I am in third-party logistics here in Cincinnati, Ohio.
All right, that's Martha. What about you, Lauren?
I am a graphic designer at a local nonprofit.
Nice. And what do you guys like to do when you hang out?
We go out for sushi a lot of times. Mm-hmm. We love anything Harry Potter involved.
Oh, yeah.
We go dancing. We love going to the movies.
I like to travel, go to concerts.
You guys need to travel to Louisville. The Louisville Zoo is doing a Harry Potter experience.
Oh, yeah. We definitely got to do that.
Yeah. We'll get that set up. We have a trip next month to Disney World, Harry Potter World, with a group of friends.
Probably a little bigger than what the zoo is doing in Louisville. But
we're getting it taken care of.
Yeah. So,
Lauren, you got a partner? You got kids?
I am married 6 years now. No kids, but a dog. Yeah.
Hey, Martha, what about you?
I am married. My husband, Tony, and I have been married for, it'll be 4 years in March of this year. We are an eHarmony couple. So,
really?
Yeah. So it does work.
You worked hard at that relationship.
Yeah, I did.
Because I hear the application alone takes days.
Yes, it took a while. But yeah, no, we are one of the ones that stuck. And I always tell people that if we fight, the algorithms work for us. So
cue the Natalie Cole music.
Right.
So, and no kids. We have a dog. Yeah. So
this will be.
Yeah.
How many bad dates did you have to go on before you met the right one?
Too many to count.
Yeah. I'll bet.
The worst one was one at a local yogurt place where he didn't actually get it. He got 15 actual samples of every flavor. And then they ended up charging him. And then he spent the entire date complaining about being charged for samples. But he had like 2 pounds of yogurt just sitting on the table. And I'm like,
what a fun date.
Yeah. He didn't work out that well.
I love that.
Yogurt guy.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's my understanding that Martha's going to be answering questions about Lauren. Yeah. Is that right?
Yep.
So, Lauren, you're really putting yourself out there by
do it for her.
It this way. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, then we'll say goodbye to you.
Okay.
We're going to send you off to the Jeff and Jen isolation booth. So we'll see you in a few minutes.
I'm so nervous. We've been studying and practicing. And
studying.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I called her last night. I'm like, just remind me, what color is your bathroom wall? And she's like a burnt orange. I'm like, okay.
That's good to know.
We've tried.
All right.
I think a little nervous energy could be a good thing.
Yeah.
So Tim, whenever you're ready.
All right. Question number one. What is her superpower?
Gosh.
Everybody's got a superpower of some kind.
She is an amazing multitasker. So I'm going to say multitasking.
All right. She knocks it out. She gets it done.
How is she high maintenance?
Oh, my gosh. She takes pride in how she does her makeup. And so it takes her a lot longer to put on makeup than me. So we're talking 2.5 minutes to 45 minutes to an hour.
Wow. Okay.
Question number three. What is the hardest part about spending time with her family for her?
Oh, gosh. Knowing Lauren, she'd say nothing because she actually loves hanging out with her family all the time, like for no reason whatsoever. So if I ask her, like, what did you do last night? She goes, oh, I went to my mom's for dinner. I'm like, oh, what were you celebrating? Nothing. Wednesday. And I'm like, oh, okay.
So you really like your family.
And that's kind of my exact response. I'm like, wow, so you really enjoy just spending time with them. So
interesting.
I would say, honestly, she wouldn't say there's anything hard about
it. Is it a very competitive family?
No, they just all genuinely get along together.
Wow. I guess that's good, you know?
It's great, yeah.
Some
it's just
people
something
would feel
like
they're all up in my business, but not her.
No, yeah. Like, her and her mom have matching tattoos, and they travel together all the time, and they do various art projects together. So they're very close.
So your answer would be there isn't.
There is nothing.
There is nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Question four. What's the last thing she would want her boss to know about her?
Oh, my gosh. Probably how much she spends on concert tickets.
Okay.
She goes to a lot of concerts.
Does she have a certain style she likes to go to?
K-pop.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, gotta be excited about BTS's new album coming out.
I've already heard all about it, and she will tell you the same.
That's funny. I actually leave for Korea tonight.
She will tell you all about it. She has not gone. That's a dream place of hers to go. But yeah, she is very much into BTS and K-pop. So those tickets are not cheap.
All right. Last, fifth and final.
Fifth and final.
If she could replace one body part of her husband for something bigger, what would it be?
Personality?
What?
Does that count?
Well, it did say
it did say body part. Oh. Smile.
That's a good answer.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Bigger smile.
Bigger smile.
All right. There's five questions now that Martha has answered all five. We're going to bring Lauren back into the studio to see how her answers stack up to Martha's. Come on back, Lauren.
Not at all what we practiced.
Never is.
Awesome. So excited.
All right. This is going to be fun. I've learned so much about you that I find very interesting. The first question worth $10.
Mm-hmm.
What is your superpower?
Ooh. Superpower that I want or that I have?
That you have.
You've already got it.
Oh.
You've already mastered it. You're very good at this.
Creativity?
Well.
She's giving me the look. I don't know.
Not that you're not creative.
Ooh, superpower.
Yeah, no. Oh, she said you're a great multitasker.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Very
yeah.
good at that. You knock it out.
Sorry. It's okay.
You get it done.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. You're still in it.
All right. Question number two. Yeah. How are you? High maintenance.
Oh, makeup.
There you go.
Yay.
Oh,
there's your first $10. Yeah. Have you ever worked professionally?
Right after college, actually. I worked at Sephora for about 7 years. Yeah,
that
and
would
then
be
I do.
Cosmetologist, I guess would be. The proper,
yeah, not yeah. licensed, but oh, yeah, okay. they teach you a lot. But and then I do weddings on the side.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I told them about the 2.5 minutes, me to your 45 to an hour, you.
Do you have a Jeffree Star blender?
I don't, actually. Okay. I know.
I heard they're good.
Yeah.
All right. Question number three. What is the hardest part about spending time with your family?
Oh, family. A lot of personalities.
A lot of personality. Be more specific. What do you mean?
Some of them can be a little bit sensitive and can easily get angry.
Yeah, I think that's true for every family. Mm-hmm, every family does that.
Yeah.
Martha struggled with that one. Yeah, she thought you would say nothing because you love hanging out with your mom and you go over there because it's Wednesday for no it's not like you're being summoned
for
no particular reason. So
yeah
but I love the
really
honesty
great.
In your answer though.
Yeah.
Something we can all relate to. Next question's worth $20.
Mm-mm.
What's the last thing you'd want your boss to know about you?
I'm going to hope she didn't answer that one.
Yeah, no, I answered
no
it.
No answer?
She answered.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Sometimes I do dance covers in a corn costume.
What?
Mic drop. Is there video?
Sometimes I do dance covers.
But that's not it, judging by her face.
In a corn costume.
Yeah. Hey, everyone.
I understand your hesitation there.
I didn't say that.
That is not what she said.
Gosh.
She said maybe the amount of money you spend on concert tickets.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Going back to the corn thing, where did this happen at? Is this a Halloween party, I hope?
No. It was at home, like 3 a.m. on a weekend. I actually have other friends, but some live in California, and they are convinced that Cincinnati, Ohio is nothing but cornfields. So we have kind of.
So when they showed up, you kind of...
Yeah, corn mailing wars. So they sent me that and
that's
went
nice.
From there. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yep.
Forgot right. about that one.
Oops. Well, I just exposed myself.
You were at the fifth and final question. And despite all of your practice, you've only gotten one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you get this right, at least you'll walk out of here with
$30. Okay.
Let's see how you do.
All right. If you could replace one body part on your husband for something bigger, what would it be?
I want to go with nothing. Do I have to say something?
Something.
Hands? Butt? Hands?
No.
What would you say?
I got to give credit to Martha. She's pretty smooth. She said maybe his smile.
Aww,
isn't
that's
that diplomatic
adorable.
Of her?
That wasn't the first answer, though.
You no, the first answer was personality. I'm like, what?
He's shy.
Yeah.
But
I love him.
He's good.
The same has been said about me.
Yes. Yeah.
And that, does he have that resting bitch face?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got that. Mm-hmm. But listen, you didn't walk out of here with nothing. Yes! You got 10 bucks.
That's awesome.
We learned a lot about each other.
Yeah. You really did. I forgot about the corn costume. Oops. And now it's
back. We learned about the corn costume. Yeah. It was a great day.
Lauren, Martha, you truly are, despite the money you didn't win today, you truly are best friends.
Yes.
Thanks for coming on Best Friend
Game. Thank you. I just needed all of Cincinnati to hear that.
Yep.
A reminder, tomorrow is Chinese New Year, the year of the rat. No, not of rat. No, it's the year of the rat.
The year of the cat.
No, that's year of the cat. Just forget it. Happy Chinese New Year.
I've heard some people calling it the Lunar New Year as well.
Yeah, so
I think this ties in so good with your trip to Asia, which starts in 11 hours.
Right. Yeah, our first stop will be Seoul, South Korea, and we have our masks ready. You know, we're not going to China, but still, you know, can't be too careful, I guess. So, the Lunar New Year, which you mentioned, tomorrow Chinese New Year kicks in. It's, you know, it's got that cloud over it because of the coronavirus, so the celebrations will not be in full effect like they normally would be, but it marks the first day of the new year on the Chinese calendar. Tomorrow is the first day of the year 4717, but you might also hear it referred to, as Tim just referred to it, as the Lunar New Year or Spring Festival, which will not be happening in Wuhan. The Lunar New Year will also be celebrated by Vietnam and, where I'm going, South Korea. And it's basically the most important holiday in those countries. It's a different day each year. It's almost always celebrated during the second new moon after the winter solstice, usually between January 21st and February 20th. And just like our horoscope has 12 zodiac signs with one for each month, there are 12 Chinese zodiacs as well, but the animal is for the entire year. So as you heard them mention, tomorrow begins the year of the rat, and next year will be the ox.
Rats are clever, quick thinkers, successful, but content with living a quiet and peaceful life.
I like it. Does it have all of them on there? Because we're coming out of the year of the pig.
The pig? I'll find the
pig for
you.
That's what we're coming out of. And a couple of things I guess you're not supposed to do on Chinese New Year are no sweeping or taking out the trash, because it's like sweeping wealth away and dumping out good fortune. And washing your hair supposedly washes away your good luck, too, so...
Pigs have a beautiful personality and are blessed with good fortune in life.
Oh, good.
What are you? What are you?
I am the goat.
Hang on. Let me find you.
You're the goat.
Goat?
Yeah.
Goats are loving and selfless, always thinking for others, even if it works against their own interest.
Yeah. Look at me.
There you go.
Very selfless.
That's the Jeff I
know. Look at me. Always thinking of others.
I'm a horse. Horses are free spirits who need space to be themselves.
Yeah, man.
You could be a horse, too.
Well, thank you. The Chinese celebrated with firecrackers. Actually, I don't know that for a fact. I'm just playing the odds. It's the most widely celebrated event on the planet until Brad and Jen get back together. Let's see. Many eat dumplings for every meal during the 15 days. I have been craving dumplings.
I'm jealous of all the food you're going to get your trip. I hope that there are food pics that pop up on Facebook or Instagram. I don't care if you save them till you get back and you're bored on the plane for 10 hours. Post them then.
Okay. Yeah, we'll take pictures along.
Be in the moment. I don't need them while, you know.
No, I know.
But I want to see.
We're pretty good at that. Because, you know, I want to remember, like, oh, wow. You know, I want to remember this occasion. I don't want to forget it. So we're not above taking a photo, but. Yeah, I guess it happens. Let's see, people born this year, what did you say, are considered wise and cunning?
For the rat?
Yeah. In other words, they'll never pursue a career in radio.
Clever, quick thinker, right. Successful.
All right. Well, happy year of the rat, guys.
That's cool. That officially starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow.